It's a great afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. You know, we're about halfway through the first month of the brand new year.
I know. Let me be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, Happy New Year next year. But anyway, how you been?
It just goes by so quick.
Oh, it does. But, there are days, actually, the weeks go by so fast, I have to stop and think what day it is.
I know. You know, and I can never figure out when you go to the doctor or something like that, they keep asking you your birth date, and I'm thinking, what's going to happen when I don't remember it that one time? It's just like, geez.
Yeah, but, you think after all the times you answer the question, they can remember it one time, wouldn't you?
You think, you know, my memory's better than theirs. Yeah, you got that right. Maybe we ought to throw them into some sort of a hospital or something, diagnose them with dementia or whatever. But Gold had a little bit of dementia today. Couldn't remember that it was going to the upside. So we were down $2.70 today at $1,289. Silver was down 7 pennies at $15.65. Platinum, $804. Palladium, down 4 at $1,329. The USDX today, of course, was stronger by 0.34. 95.93. Crude oil was up $1.60 at 52.11. Paper markets today, the Dow was up 155 points, 24,065. Early morning trade, it was down triple digits most of the day, or most before it opened. But I'm talking about, when everyone is sleeping and I'm awake at 4 o'clock watching Bloomberg. NASDAQ was up 117 points. A big day for NASDAQ. It's back up over 7,000 at 7,023. The S&P was up 27 at 2610. 10-year yield 2.71%. And Hong Kong had a big night, over 2%. It's a little pressure on Bitcoin. And, it's nothing really seems to matter. It really is amazing, Butch.
It is amazing. You said the price of crude went up a dollar or something. I wish you hadn't said that, because our gas just dropped 8 cents today. And why don't you go back up tomorrow?
Well, of course, you can't have cheap gas.
No, you don't want that. And 8 cents is quite a drop. I was kind of thrilled to see it. But now, since how you said that, I bet they're listening. They go, we got to get the prices back up.
There you go.
Nothing seems to shake the status quo very much. And again, I marvel at all this. It's just, it's endless, mindless, childlike behavior we're seeing in the politicians and the crying and everywhere. The whining from people everywhere. I mean, I'm getting really sick of it.
I agree with you. I mean, it's just a bunch of little children. It's just like, but of course, look at the large percentage of people that are on some sort of Prozac or some sort of, medications. Everybody is self-medicating. And, now that marijuana is legal across the country, hey, don't worry, be happy and act like a child.
I was talking to a gentleman earlier today that he's talking about that he'd like to go back to the Constitution again. I said, I don't think you would. Now, this between you and I, but this guy does collect some welfare benefits, I guess you could say. I said, if they did that, there'd be no more food stamps, no more HUD, no more anything, and what's government benefits, Social Security, everything, but all be gone if you went back to the Constitution, the way it's written, the way men and women are supposed to be free and independent, take care of themselves. If you did that, most people would lose a lot of money, income coming in, the money being paid out from benefits from the federal government. And he changed his tune.
What?
He realized that whenever I told him the Constitution, under its original writings when it first started, didn't guarantee any benefits to anybody. You were free to make your own living or fail.
The Constitution requires a free, real gold and silver as money.
There you go. And the free enterprise system.
Yeah.
And but you know, but people live on benefits today, welfare, whatever, think they want the Constitution, but they really don't want freedom. Liberty and freedom, Melody, are only for those who are strong enough to make it on their own and they want to make it on their own. In today's society, if we would say, okay, everybody is free to go out and earn all they want to earn, they get to keep it all, we're going back to the sound money system, we're going back to the way it was in the 1700s, 1800s, people would panic. They would not be able to comprehend the fact that I got to go to work tomorrow and feed myself if I pick up cans.
Yeah,
they couldn't believe that. Matter of fact, I'll share this cartoon with you. Got it has an old guy sitting on the front porch of a store or whatever out in the country, like here in West Virginia. Bearded guy, bib overhauls, slouch hat. He says, "We live in a society where people use an $800 phone to check the food stamp balance." I thought, right on.
Did you what?
They use an $800 phone to check their food stamp balance.
I know.
And it's sad. It's true. It's serious. It makes you want to cry, but you have to laugh. That's us today. That's America today. And I have a couple things I'd like to share if I could, because I think these are, they get to the point, but in it, with a little bit of levity in with it. It says, "I was thinking, if only 11 million people have Obamacare, how will 24 million people die if it's repealed? Will an additional 13 million people be randomly shot? I was thinking, if women do the same job for less money, why do companies hire men to do the same job for more money?" Good question. "I was thinking, if you rob a bank in a sanctuary city, is it illegal or is it just an undocumented withdrawal?" Come on, Melody, I'm talking to you.
What do you mean you're talking to me?
Well, I should get some response here. I was thinking, if Muslims want to run away from a Muslim country, does that mean that they're Islamophobic? Good question. "I was thinking, if liberals don't believe in biological gender, then why do they march for women's rights?" That's just some thoughts. Any comments?
None.
None? Did it make sense to you? I mean, you know, it makes sense to me.
Well, I was thinking.
Really. So, if you put common sense applications to all this nonsense, it destroys them.
Yes, it does.
But then it makes you sit back and scratch your head thinking, why is it that you're one of the few that can see this? It's not complicated.
No, it isn't. But it's been done over a long time, conditioning, brainwashing.
Yes, it has.
Of the people. And just like, you know, there was, I got something today, 5 things the socialists will never understand. Free does not actually mean free. I mean, I was told that since I was a little girl. You know, there is nothing free in this world. You are not entitled to someone else's hard-earned money.
That's very true.
I'm not entitled to somebody else's money if they benefited and are smarter and, you know, at the right place at the right time. Why would anybody deserve their money?
Well,
you're not entitled to someone else's hard-earned money, ever.
Another word for democracy is socialism, because
yes,
you can vote yourself monies out of somebody else's pocket.
Yes, and I mean, you can also not tax a nation into prosperity.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And the other way around, you can't give tax cuts either and expect prosperity. You know, and the rich aren't responsible for us. I mean, we are responsible, just as you said, we are responsible for ourselves.
That's exactly
period.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, I could go through Scripture and tell you that the Lord God said His name is jealous because His people turn to, we'll say, earthly powers to feed and clothe them. And they're Christians that do that. Don't even know that they're provoking God to jealousy. But they are. You know, I read another thing here, too. It says, "I believe churches are meant for praising God, but so are 2 a.m. car rides, showers, coffee shops, the gym, conversations with friends and strangers, etc. Don't let a building confine your faith, because we will never change the world by just going to church. We need to be the church." Isn't that good?
Yes, it is.
Right to the point and right down to facts. I mean,
yes.
If we had church members today, and I believe me, I'm guilty as the rest of them not knowing the truth. If we would have had church people and pastors especially that were knowing that fiat currency is ungodly, it's an abomination before God. If they wouldn't know it and preached it and taught it, maybe we still had a sound money system. Maybe we wouldn't have had taxation and income taxes because you can't tax gold and silver hard assets. Maybe we would have actually had freedom and liberty where you earn what you earn, you got to keep and decide what you've done with it. You know, if we would have had the church activated in activity, if they had been so inactive for so many years and not understanding the scriptures of God and trusting man for the man's benefits, we won't be in this mess. Matter of fact, we're told in Proverbs that if you're given to want man's benefits, cut your throat. Mm-hmm. That's in the Bible now. It really is. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
All right. Yep.
You know, and well, I'll read one more thing, then I'll shut up and let you go back to your program. But this is important.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but this is important. I don't mean to take up your show, Melanie, but the people out there respect you, and I'm trying to bring something to it that makes sense. You know that, of course, Andrew Jackson routed the bankers out. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is what he said in a speech. Gentlemen, Gentlemen, I have had men watching you for a long time, and I am convinced you have used the funds of the bank to speculate in breadstuffs of the country. When you won, you divide the profits amongst you, and when you lost, you charge it to the bank. You tell me that if I take the deposits from the bank and always charter, I should ruin 10,000 families. That may be true, gentlemen, but that is your sin. Should I let you go on, you will ruin 50,000 families, and that would be my sin. You are a den of vipers. I intend to rot you out, and by the eternal God, I will rot you out. If the people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system, there would be a revolution by morning. Of course, later on, they tried to assassinate Jackson, and the guy's old hickory was on the Capitol in the Capitol building, and the gun didn't go off, so he was saved by the providence of God. But this man said, "We see the rot in this banking system that's taking over this country," and he kicked them out. He's the last one to do it. And look what we have since then. So Andrew Jackson, that hasn't been 1,000 years ago. And he could see that the banksters were destroying the nation. And then when they got back in power, centralized bank, and then coming into the Federal Reserve system, well, who owns everything now?
Yeah. Yep.
Even the government. They own the government. Let's face the facts. They own the government. They own the politicians. They own everything. Just as Christ warned about the money changers, they now own and run the world as a whole. Now, let you say something.
Well, no. What you said is very, you know, I mean, you're just spot on, and it should make people think out there. The money changers do own everything, and it's, you know, and the only way that, and I don't mean to bring this back to gold, but the only way that you really can be independent to the best
that we can
in the world that we live is to be financially free. And by financially free, it means no debt. Most of us, you know, most people have mortgages, but you got to start paying it off. It's not going in the debt, and you work to pay it off. And so you want to work to pay off your debt and protect yourself and get God's money, which is gold and silver. So there are ways. I mean, we can't remove ourselves from the society. I mean, we have to work. We have jobs. We have, you know, families to supply, you know, to take care of and so forth. So, I mean, yes, we don't stop living. I mean, you can if you want. But most people aren't going to stop living. So the best thing to do is to protect yourself and plan and be prepared. Because then that's when you really begin to live. And you can really truly enjoy the things that God has given us to enjoy. So
as much as we can in this country, once you're debt free, it's a freedom that many people don't understand.
No, you're right. Because we haven't lived in that world where you've been debt free. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden you have more money and you don't have to use your credit cards to buy things. But the thing of it is, they keep you as slaves. They want you dependent. And they're not ready to let loose of that. So, and there is no one here that can allow that to happen. You know, we might fight it. We might, you know, try to educate. We try to bring the truth and let everybody know. But ladies and gentlemen, things aren't going to change unless you change them for yourself.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So we can vote anybody we want in office, whether it be local, whether it be, you know, D.C. Hope they can make some, but no, the hope changes with you. You know, that's where it has to begin, and you can't do anything unless if you're a slave to them. So, and I'm not preaching. I'm not a preacher, but. We're going to be heading into break here in just a couple of minutes. I did want to bring up the Brexit, you know, the labor cause. It didn't go well for May today, Theresa May.
Okay.
They shut her down, and they're looking to have a vote in 24 hours and overturn Brexit completely. So Jeremy Corbyn. He effectively called a vote of no confidence in the government. I mean, this isn't a small defeat that she had. 432 to 202. So
That's a butt whooping.
Yeah, it certainly is. And but they're also saying that after the Labour leader formally tabled the motion, it was confirmed the MPs will vote on whether or not to kick the government out of power at 7 p.m. tomorrow. That would trigger a general election likely to take place just weeks before Brexit. Mrs. May is likely to... I don't know how she can win tomorrow's confidence vote.
Well, you know, people in Europe and other places, EU, women are actually, this is housewives, are stockpiling food and medicine saying, we don't want government help. We don't want to be in Brexit. We want to be independent. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but they actually are doing that right now. They're doing in Europe what we've been saying people do in this country for a long time. They're starting to prepare for hard times.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, the thing of it is, this really is the battle between the citizens and the elite.
Yep, it is.
So, you know, we'll see which way, but I don't know. It's she suffered the biggest ever defeat of any modern government.
Wow.
And we might talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have saw it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have the 90% silver, $25 face value, and they're going for $325, and that includes your shipping costs. That includes your shipping costs. So it's a great deal. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. $25 face value. And this is the 50-cent pieces. And they're the Kennedys, the Franklins, and the Walkie Libs. So a great selection. Beautiful coins for circulated condition. And they're really nice. I mean, they're not BUs, but I'll tell you what, they're really nice coins. I'm impressed. And so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And finally, the 2019 coins are beginning to flow. Wholesalers are shipping out the larger orders of the 2019 Silver Eagles and Platinum Eagles and the Gold Eagles, and they're going out. So the smaller orders of those of you who did purchase the 2019s probably go out next week. So everything's beginning to flow finally. You know, holidays.
Well, Melody, I have a question to ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you'd go ahead.
No, that's okay.
These coins, of course, the silver dollars and the gold eagles or whatever, are still minted. They're minted here in this country. Mm-hmm. We have a fiat currency system. Why did they continue minting silver and gold?
Because they can.
Or because they have to, lawfully.
Well, they started making the series back in 1986. I mean, there was once we were able to own gold again. I mean, it was what, 10 years, 12 years before they started making the series of the silver and gold eagles. So, and you know, they're required to, and you're right to some degree. They're required to. It is written as constitutional money. It is constitutional money. It hasn't passed legislation to circulate it. And they're required to change each year with the new dates, but they can't release it sooner than January of that year. So it always causes a little bit of a backlog at the end of the year from switching over from one year to the next. So, yes, you are correct.
I just wanted to call, you know, Silver Eagles are one of my favorite coins, the dollars, and I think the beautiful coins. And I just like to be able to show somebody a paper dollar, a Federal Reserve note, a fern, if you want to call them that, and compare it to a real silver, a dollar of silver. So instead of saying silver dollar, we should say dollar of silver, because a dollar means a lawful amount of that's a legal term for amount of silver, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A dollar. So we should say dollar, mm-hmm. a dollar of silver. Like to compare the dollar of silver to a paper fiat currency. Let them feel the difference. Ask them if they can just by looking and feeling tell the value difference in that. And of course, everybody says you can. I mean, a piece of paper versus something that weighs an ounce of silver. I mean, come on. Which do you think is worth most? There was a time when they were equal because the silver dollar was backed by silver. You could buy the same amount for that coupon that was redeemable in lawful money as you could the lawful money. But now they took that out of there. It's a piece of paper. It's worth probably 10 cents what it was in 1965, 64. Now that's the truth. So people need to think about this, Mel. They really do. I mean, you could buy a gallon of milk back in 1964. I got married in 71. A gallon of milk in 1971 was 58 to 68 cents. Now it's what, $3 or more? I'm guessing. So what happened? Is milk a scarcity now? Is that what's up? Of course not. We no longer have money backed by anything. So we have fiat currency. It takes more piece of paper to purchase what a silver dollar would buy. A silver dollar is still worth about $20. Is that right? Silver Eagle?
Yes.
Okay, so that would buy, back then, even at a stand, that would still buy you 4 or 5 gallon milk.
Yeah.
Compared to what you can, I mean, $1 real money will buy you 4 or 5 gallon milk still today. But it won't do it in paper money. Now I'll shut up and let you go on what you want to say.
Oh, that's fine. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. And I do appreciate you explaining that to the listeners. Dgscoins.com, make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I just want to finish up here on this Brexit we were talking about going into the break. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And you know, out of the Sun, reporting, they were saying, where does Brexit go from here? And, you know, various, you know, at 1 out of 5 believe the PM is going to be forced out this week. But what I found interesting, that 3 out of 5 said no deal Brexit. They're really trying to eliminate and do a no deal Brexit. And after that, they want a second referendum. And it's just like, you know, and they're looking for a softer Brexit. You know, it's like, well, if you're looking for a soft, what's a softer Brexit?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's just like build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it, but now all of a sudden the taxpayer. No. I mean, this is the way this is what the voters voted for. This is what needs to be done. And so we'll see what happens to her. I can't believe she's not ousted, but we'll see what happens.
Well, time will tell, because that's been brewing for a long time. They tried to quell the people's desire on that, and obviously they finally overrode it. Just like they have in France. France is on the verge of civil war.
Yes.
It's a mess over there. The people have had enough. And I would think that even in this country, sooner or later, we're going to say enough is enough. I don't know. I don't know if we're too far gone and too soft as a people anymore to want to do that. And I'm sad to say that. I think we probably are too soft. I'm just reading today that Gillette wants to help men shave off their toxic masculinity. We have a nation full of sissies now that will tolerate Gillette. Now, some people are kicking back on this, thank God. But Gillette says men have got to shave their toxic masculinity, and we have to go along with the Me Too movement and stop bullying women and with this toxic masculinity. Where did this come from, Melody? Because I have a beard, I have toxic masculinity. I mean, there's backlash out there. Thank God there is, but this is unbelievable. But as I was saying, America becomes so soft that the men become so soft. I don't see a lot of problems. I don't see them rise up doing anything.
Well, you know what I found interesting? I know, ladies and gentlemen, we're a far cry from, you know, economics and financial things and so forth today, and we'll try to get back onto that. But there was a survey. Let's see who did this survey. Let's see here. But there was, it came from, I guess, Study Finds. But the survey is Americans spend nearly half their waking hours.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at screens. Researchers calculate the average adult, not kids, adults, logs 6 hours and 43 minutes of total screen time daily, or almost 8,000 days over a typical lifespan. Now, what do you think that does to your brain?
That just mesmerizes them. That just mesmerizes them. They're not thinking.
Yeah, this is 42%. The survey found that 42% of the time, the Americans are awake. Their eyes are fixated on television, smartphone, computer, tablet, or some other device. And, I mean, that's just an incredible. And the problem is getting worse.
Yes.
Of those that were surveyed, 79% said their screen time had increased over the past 5 years. With 4 in 10 admitting it's grown a lot. 3 in 4 participants believe they simply spend too much time in front of screens. In fact, 53% take breaks from the computer by checking their phone. Oh, so I'm going to go from one scream to another. That's 53%.
It is habit forming. It's habit forming. I promise you, it is. I know for a fact. I know people personally. They're close to me. Are addicted to their cop picking cell phones. They can't be outside them, out of sight of them for more than a few seconds. That Melly, I promise, is true. You take their phone and in 5 minutes, they're panicking. They're addicted to them.
Yes,
they are
is.
Addicted to them. It makes me mad that they're that weak-minded to become that addicted to something.
And you
it's
know,
like a
it's
drug.
As a whole, 73% say that all the screen time that they log makes them feel lethargic.
Oh, I wonder why.
Isn't that funny?
It is. It is.
By design, perhaps?
Of course it is. Well, yep. The guy that invented, Apple, the head of Apple, what's your name?
You know who you mean.
Okay, anyway, I know you do. He himself said that that they can become addictive.
Yeah.
They made it for that reason. They did.
Oh,
now, that's
my
just a
gosh.
Fact.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I know. Zuckerberg. No, that's not
Zuckerberg was Facebook.
Yeah, I can't. Anyway, never mind. You don't talk about it. But anyway, he said it would make him addictive. But now, if you want to go back to money situations, I guess you heard where the governor of California,
Steve
the brand new governor.
Huh? Steve Jobs. Steve
there
Jobs.
You go. Yeah, that's his name. I remember him now. Remember him well. God, guys.
Folks, I bet listeners were out there. Steve Jobs, Melody, and Butch. Steve Jobs.
Well, folks, as you get older, your mind wanders sometimes. But anyway. And back to finances. I knew this would happen sooner or later. Gavin Newsom, the new governor of California, wants to start taxing people's drinking water. That's a fact. He wants a drinking water tax. Now, think about that, Melody. Air is next. Now, you think I'm not joking. They're discussing ways to tax the air you breathe because it helped pay for your carbon footprint. I'm dead serious about this. But now they're going to tax drinking water in California. They say it's a fundamental right, but it's going to be taxed anyway. Any comments on that?
No. I mean, it's just... I mean, water is going to be a very severe problem.
It is, and there's plenty of it, too.
And I don't think taxing is the answer, but I mean, that this is where they're going to go with it.
Just the way they control the people, there is no water shortages, I promise you that. There's not. But that's just the way they control the people.
Well, that's true, too.
They're causing shortages for a purpose, obviously.
Yes.
And now, in California, PG&E, you know, the Pacific Gas and Electric stock hits record lows, and it misses its interest payment as bankruptcy nears. Now, think about that. PG&E. Huge, huge corporation. And they were bailed out once before, but nothing seems to be moving in that direction right now. But they missed. It says they opted not to make an interest payment today on its $800 million of 5.4% bonds due in January 15th of 2040. So they're making payments at all. And do you have any idea why a company like this size, that's in charge of all this movement of money, would be hurting that bad?
It's from the fires. It's from the fires in California.
That's what they say it is.
That's what they're claiming.
That's what they're claiming, yes. I don't know.
Whether that's, you know, and I think it was to the tune of $30 billion, but you'd think even a company that large, I mean, all of a sudden it's, and no one's there to bail them out and so forth. So, but yeah, I'm like you. Yeah, okay, you can blame the fires, but what's the real reason?
Well, in my mind, that piece of mismanagement there somewhere, because they've handled billions and billions of dollars, maybe trillions by now, in that area. So there's just something fishy about that, as we know. It's like the bank going bankrupt in 2008. Banks can't go bankrupt. How could they go bankrupt? The Fed prints the imaginary money. Why did they have taxes in the first place? Why don't you just print more money? See what I'm saying?
I do.
So this is insane. But it is what it is. And then people as a whole will fall right into it, or at least shrug their shoulders and go on and say, what can I do? And move on.
Well, it's a fractional reserve banking system. That's, I mean, the whole system is flawed, corrupt, and broke. There's no insurance, and there's not enough insurance to even begin to pay off the depositors' money, you know, no. From bank failures. I mean, it's all nice, comfy words that are given to people to make them feel, you know, safe. You know, they love to make people feeling safe. The last person in the world that I want to make me feel safe is a banker. You know, banker
yeah,
and government
right.
politicians are the last person I'm going to, last place I'm going to look for safety. But here's something interesting, Butch. The U.S. trade chief saw no progress on key issues in China. The U.S. trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, he didn't see any progress being made on structural issues during U.S. talks with China last week. And this was Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley said today, as plans emerged for higher-level discussions at the end of January. So Grassley held a meeting with Lighthizer on Friday, and you know, they commented positively on China's soybean purchases. That sort of resumed in modest amounts last month after we were in this 90-day truce from Washington and Beijing. So that picked up a little bit. But there hasn't been any progress made on the structural changes that need to be made. And I can't imagine them getting any of that either. I can't see China giving up the... Okay, we're not going to do this anymore and let you control the, you know, the structural changes, the intellectual property and stealing trade secrets and putting pressure on corporations to share information. Yeah, we're going to give that all back to you. I just can't imagine. I mean, that
well, you know, China and U.S. relations are strained anyway over Taiwan. You know that. This is just another wedge in the, I guess you say, in the system that make it even worse, because China is telling the U.S. don't get the Navy near Taiwan, don't interfere, because they're going back into our country. And General Li Zhengsheng just told the U.S. Naval Forces and Admiral John Richardson, keep your hands off. So it's heating up a lot of different ways, Melody. Economically, militarily, there's a lot of things going on out there, a lot of tensions.
There are. Hey, I hear music. And that sounds like new music.
It is.
Are we on the right program? Financial survival? We're going to listen to a little bit of Glenn Miller there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy.
Pennsylvania, 6-5,000.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What else is in the news today? It's kind of a weird, slow news day. I mean, there's always tons of things going on. A lot of it is just repetition. And, I mean, there's only so many ways you can talk about one topic day in, day out. Although there was a study, Trump TV news, 90% was negative in 2018. And I guess, a lot of the other news is just kind of avoided. But, or just not, they don't report news anymore. They like to give their opinions. I don't, but anyway. Well, here's something while we're talking about China.
Oh, yeah, sure.
China asked state firms to avoid travel to the U.S. and its allies.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. China's asked some state-run enterprises to avoid the business trips and to take extra precautions to protect their devices if they need to travel. The state-owned Asset Supervision Administration Commission, that's a regulatory body that oversees about 100 government-run companies, had told some firms to only take secure company-issued laptops meant for overseas use if traveling. And some of the other countries that they included in this warning was the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And so that's kind of interesting. And also earlier today I saw a report where China... They're not, I think it was in, let me see if I can pull this up real quick, Butch. Let me see, I guess I can't. About China is no longer investing in real estate in the U.S. as much as they were. That's a good thing. But, however, that will have an impact on pricing. On homes and the economy and so forth. So,
well, China is not investing so much in a lot of things in this country, like bonds, or whatever. They're not doing a lot any longer. Neither is Russia. And I think it's already biting this summer. I think we'll see it a lot more because they don't want the dollar. They don't want anything tied with the dollar. Even China, although their currency is fiat also mostly, can understand how the dollar's dropping. Melody, these people aren't stupid. Russia can see the same thing. Now, Russia and China both are opting a little bit towards a gold-backed currency, are they not?
Well, the thing of it is, when it comes to the country's currencies, it's always better if you have a little bit of weaker currency because it does help your economy. But the thing of it is, if it's in free fall, that's not a good thing. So it that's is right. A balancing act that all these countries manipulate currency, so we do too. But it's when it gets away... and out of their control, like we saw back in 2008, 9, and 10, there was big concerns that, it would go into a free fall and, they would have to reset the currency at that point in time. That's what a lot of people are suggesting that happens now. This year, they're talking about resetting our currency. I don't know when the date and time is when there is going to be this major collapse in the system. But with the amount of debt, and I was listening this morning in those early morning Bloomberg programs, is it $2 or $3 trillion that's coming due in bonds, corporate bonds coming due in the next 3 years? Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, not you. I mean, I'm talking about, does anybody think that's a big concern facing the global economy, particularly in Europe and the U.S.?
Well, this reset will be in every nation about, won't it?
Yes, it will. It will be a global reset.
I mean, that could be good and that could be bad at the same time. But something's got to give.
It will be both good and bad, yes.
Something has to give. It can't go on like this. It cannot do it. It's impossible. How they've done it this long I have given credit for being very inventive. They've done this for a long time and found another way to keep prolonging this. They're still making this dead horse move. And it's amazing. It is.
Well, for 20, 25 years, I've heard, I can't believe they can do it for as long as they have. And I've always said, and every time we've gone into crisis mode where things happen, I've always said, never underestimate their power and their abilities to pull another rabbit out of their hat.
That's right.
And they've done it by debt. The rabbit is debt. That's what they're able to create, various programs. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to the late 90s when people start, computers were around a lot earlier than the 90s. But for the general populace, they were really coming in the end of, between 96, 97, 98, going into Y2K. There was this big thing that was all by design. We were heading into recession after that, all those dot-com stocks, that's all by design. What happened after 9/11 or 9/11 itself? It's all by design.
Of course it is.
It just keeps getting bigger. The problems got bigger. The debt got bigger and bigger. We became more globalized. Yes, Clinton signed NAFTA, but Bush has created the NAFTA agreement. Clinton just signed it. It's been going on for a long time. Even this guy coming into the attorney generals. Let's go back and look at all the time he's worked with the Bushes.
Trump is not changing anything with his appointees. He's not. He's bringing back the old party, if you will. Just like with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh was a big deal with the Bushes and the rest of them.
Exactly.
There's nothing new here.
No, there isn't. And, it's as much as it's changed, it's all still stayed the same.
I agree. I totally agree. And I have got something run by you here, maybe as a thought here. A judge has ruled and invalidated the Trump administration's addition of a U.S. citizenship question on the 2020 census that asked if the people are U.S. citizens. Now, that hadn't been on there since 1950. That's a fact. But Trump wanted to put back on again that, if you're a U.S. citizen, you count in the census. If you're not, then you don't count in the census as far as being able to vote and do what citizens do. But the plaintiffs, 18 U.S. states and 15 cities and various civil rights groups, said that census respondents, whether they are U.S. citizens, will frighten immigrants and Latinos into abstaining from the count. That could cost the most Democratic-leaning community representation, U.S. House of Representatives, as well as their share of $800 billion and a year in federal funding. Melly, no matter which way you go with this, you lose something. But these people that are allowed to be part of the census and the states and the cities are paid funding, even though they're not really U.S. citizens. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Our tax dollars are paying to support people that aren't even citizens and that don't even support the country. What is wrong with that picture?
Yeah, but if they're not citizens, they're not going to complete the census anyway.
Well, that's true, but apparently some of them do, because they say if they didn't, the states would lose representation for all the Latinos and the other ones that are not citizens, but they're here.
They're not going to complete them anyway. So what's the percentage of those that will complete them?
I don't know, but it said it costs $800 million a year in federal funding if they don't complete them. So I don't know. It's just a huge, huge mess.
It is, and it's, I do believe they should be asked if they're a citizen. I mean, I remember going back and looking at census of my family back in the I don't know, 19,
back,
late
back in 1800s?
No, no, I never got that far. It takes a lot of time. Well, it did when I was doing it to track it down. And I'm sure it's a lot easier now. All you have to do is give them a swab of your cheek and they'll come back and tell you exactly who you are. And
oh,
it's like,
yes.
I don't know why people would believe. I don't know why people would believe that, but they just want your DNA. But anyway, that's just my little own conspiracy theory there. But so it was a point at that time I remember reading these census, and you could almost, I mean, they'd ask you, you know, your race, you know, people would write if they were African-American, they put in black, but you could almost feel the sense of a pride in these census questions and so forth. I don't know if that's just because I was feeling a little, you know, sentimental at that point in time when I was reviewing those, but they couldn't use those same census that they did back then today.
No, they couldn't, and the newer census are a lot more invasive.
Yes, they
and
are.
And they're questions that you do not have to answer. And I don't remember the last time I filled one out. I usually just ignore them. But they got more invasive, and that's another thing that the census are not meant to be to know how many people are what descent you are, where you come from, that kind of thing. They're not meant to know how many cars you own, how big your house is. That's none of their business. How many people live in your household? That's all they want to know. Supposed to know. So anyway, different topic. Have you heard about the government shutdown?
Just to let you know, the last time I didn't fill one out, and they came knocking on my door.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
So far, they haven't bothered me. But anyway, now that I'm on the radio talking about it, probably will.
Yes. All right.
But I guess you've heard about the government shutdown, right?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? A so-called senior advisor, official, I should say, that works for the Fed, wrote these words. As one of the senior officials working without a paycheck, a few words of advice for the president's next move as shuttered government agencies. Lock the doors, sell the furniture, and cut them down. Federal employees are starting to feel the strain of the shutdown. I am one of them. But for the sake of our nation, I hope it lasts a very long time till the government is changed and can never return to its previous form. The lapse in appropriations is more than a battle over a wall. It is an opportunity to strip wasteful government agencies for good. On average day, roughly 15% of the employees around me are exceptional patriots serving the country. I wish I could give competitive salary to them and no one else, but 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they are told, they just don't. Now, this is coming from an insider that's also not had a paycheck saying, keep it up, and shut the doors, sell the furniture, and tear the place down. They're not necessary. And I know this sounds harsh, and it'll make somebody mad probably, but even the government says I'm a non-essential workers. Why are they working, and why are we paying them? Melanie, that's a fair question. If they're not essential, what are they doing there? No comment?
No comment.
I hope it didn't make somebody mad, but it's just the truth. I don't understand how we're bloated. Our government's bloated, no doubt about it. So, but if we have 400,000 people that are there basically just to get a paycheck, then maybe we need to stop and think about this. Is this right? Is this
right?
Well, I mean,
there are things that aren't being. There are things that are, you know, and I'm not, you know, sticking up for the beast of the government. But I mean, there are things that are. I mean, it's. I look at it more. It's not that they're non-essential. I'm still looking at, you know, the impact that. And again, I think it's just too early to see any big changes in any type of GDP and everything that the one side is crying about and so forth. But I mean, it should have an impact, and a lot of things aren't getting processed and so forth. But yeah, the government's too big anyway. But I'd like to see the cuts.
It is too big.
I'd like to see the cuts in Congress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But about 540 some paychecks.
These are people who are working. You know, they do work for a living. They have obligations. They have families they have to provide.
Well, the Coast Guard is essential. Coast Guard is constitutional. A lot of these things are not constitutional, and they're not needed. To be quite honest with you, they're not needed. They're just not.
And I agree. And because you've got three people doing one person's job. I mean, that's just government.
Exactly.
That's just government. Those are all the rules and regulations that they do. So you're right. Eliminate and make people work. I mean, just like the TSA. It's like, you know, they're calling in sick. Fine. Fire them.
Sure.
Fire them.
I agree. Totally agree.
Do what Reagan
totally agree.
Did.
And now, and when he did that, things changed too, didn't they?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They restaffed them and they fixed that pretty quick.
They're going to get reimbursed. I mean,
yes,
it's not like they're going to get back pay. You know, they could have gone out and signed up for unemployment. They knew they didn't know how long this was going to go on. So, you know, again, it's going back to taking care of yourself. You
there
have
you
to
go.
Be prepared for changes in your life. Stuff happens. It's called life.
And I want to share one more quick thing. If we think tough here, staff at a Chinese company are forced to crawl on the street after failing to hit their annual targets. I'm not making this up. This is true. Workers from a Chinese company have been forced to crawl on the street after failing to reach their annual targets, sparking an outcry among web users. The staff were on all fours as they made their way through this busy traffic at Tianzhou yesterday afternoon, according to local reports. Pedestrians in the city in eastern China were shocked by the scene as they stopped to watch the employees marching forward on their hands and knees. All the crawling workers were female, and they worked for a company which sells beauty products. The group were led by a male supervisor who was walking while holding a large flag that bore the name of the firm. And they made him crawl, and the police come and said, you know, stop. They didn't punish anybody. They just said, you shouldn't do this. So they asked him to let these people get up. This is in China. Crawl on your knees because they didn't perform the job right. We have to try that with our government workers somewhere.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, how about this? We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. And I do want to thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Financial Survival. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. The 90% silver, $25 face value, $325 includes your shipping. Until tomorrow, be safe, good night, and God bless. If I got me a wealthy man.